From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the feds are announcing they're going to get these bioscanners on the highways that claim you've got drugs on you as probable cause of arrest. Your TSA is going to get them. What a hellish world we're building for the predators to be able to feed on us while their bosses are shipping the narcotics. Let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Scott in Colorado, and then we'll go to Gary and others. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the air. Hey, Scott. Yes, sir. I do hear you.
All right.
Okay.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is. You're on air. Go ahead.
So, yeah, with these mandatory vaccinations that they're making our service workers take, it shouldn't be a surprise because they are dumbing down the Stasi force that Obama's putting in place. I did go out there and I protested Mitt Romney and Barack Obama when they came here on the debate. And like you said, is voting even going to matter? I was thinking about voting for Gary Johnson, but more and more I'm leaning away from not even participating in the corrupt system. Because, like Gerald Celente says, or Max Kaiser, I forget which one, if we don't participate, and there are over 60% of us don't participate, then we can prove that the Republican, Democrat, corporate parties are the problem, and we can actually change the system then. But I see so many diehard Obaminists and Republicans that look at Mitt Romney like he's the second coming of Ronald Reagan, and it's a joke.
Oh, Obaminist. Oh, I like that.
Obaminist.
Obaminist.
Obamunist.
Obamni Romneyist.
that Freudian slip. They're both the same. There is no difference. I look at Mitt Romney like he's a Frankenstein douchebag, and then you look at Obama with this condescending, you know, socialistic behavior.
Well, there's no doubt that Obama is worse, but it doesn't matter because they're still on the same team. It's incredible. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Gary in New Orleans. Gary, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I know you remember me. I remember going to your studio in the final days when you're about ready to move to the other one to get advice on my own radio show.
Yeah, I remember you and your wife or girlfriend came to visit. Yeah, what's going on? I think I've been on your radio show before.
We've been hosting Patriot Radio for 5 years. We follow everything. We listen to you every day, and we pretty much promote everything you're talking about. And you did thank me for taking action back then, but I'm taking more action now. I'm actually running for Congress of the United States against Steve Scalise, who's voted for the Patriot Act twice, the National Defense Authorization Act, the Disclosure Act, and the number one maker, I mean, his number one campaign contributor is NALCO, the makers of the deadly dispersant Corexit, and they were the number one supporter or lobbyist for the Restore Act, which has nothing to do with restoring our coastline. What they're going to do is take the BP fine money and give it to the federal government, and it's the usual suspects, the EPA, the ecosystems, fisheries, just all that kind of stuff. So I'm calling to ask for your help. If you want someone that's completely awake, I would like to at least announce my website and even more, I would like for you to help me out because I understand everything that you're talking about and the current congressman.
Well, brother, I have certainly tried to help everybody, and I tried to help you out with advice. I think I met with you for about 30 minutes, even though I don't have the time. But I'm just a regular guy myself, pretty darn burnt out some days. But, I mean, here you are. I think everybody listening to us in Louisiana or that area should go get behind you. I think I've been on your show as a guest. I know I've heard a CD of it. Somebody sent me once at least. I've been on your show, right?
Yeah, a couple of times now.
Sure. So here's the deal. Give out your website for people that want to support you.
All right. My website is, type it in the browser, www.yourvoiceincongress.org. O-R-G.
Sure, yourvoiceincongress.org. Or just your name. What your name's Gary King, right?
Gary King, and if you remember, we met in Dealey Plaza. We were at the End the Fed rally. I'm actually in the Obama dissent.
Sure, brother, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And if everybody did what you were doing, we'd win because just being in the debates, just going to town halls, you're going to inject real issues. Beautiful. Great job. We'll be back in 1 minute with more calls. Round in 15.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, second hour of the Sunday transmission here every Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. The Sunday show has just exploded to, I don't know, close to 80-something affiliates. The weekday broadcast, I don't know, it might be getting five affiliates, six affiliates a week, and I mean big stations. 50,000 waters, you know, but we love every one of them. The fact that my radio show is becoming more and more accepted because people go and look up the facts I'm claiming, the fact that my radicalism is now becoming more and more mainstream shows that America is waking up, because I haven't changed other than becoming more informed myself over the years. And people realize there is a world government. There are foreign banks bragging about conquering us. They are training the military for gun confiscation. That's even in mainstream news. They are running military checkpoints on highways in California and North Carolina. Here's one right here. South Carolina, military police used for crowd control in South Carolina. On the highways, at football games. I mean, the WISTV. This is so creepy. It's all happening. Why? And people are like, hey, support the troops. The troops don't want to be on highway checkpoints. Why are we being acclimated for a collapse? Why are they training for civil unrest? Well, now the troops call in and go, well, we've been told we're getting ready for a financial collapse or hyperinflation or both. Yeah, and I've been telling you this for at least since 1998 with economists like George Humphrey here on the show. By the way, I want George Humphrey back on, guys. I know he lives in like five different countries. Such a successful businessman in his own right. Former city councilman here in Austin, good friend of mine. But, I mean, he was the first guy who said, you know what derivatives are, Alex? Well, this is who owns them. This is who runs them. This is what they're going to do. I said, how long, George? Oh, about 10 to 15 years. Then they'll implode it all. And, I mean, it's just, wow, it's all happening. And so here we are. What do you think they're gearing up for? Are you concerned about what's happening? And after I take a bunch of calls, I'm going to get into all over the country. They're telling people it's the law to take vaccines when it's not. Rick Perry came out 5 years ago and said it was the law for little girls to take Gardasil. It was all a hoax. And that destroyed his career. I agree with AP and Politico and others because they did the polling. There was no law. There is no law to take any of these shots. They're liars. And I'm going to expose Big Pharma. But let's go to your calls right now. Dan, Abe, Karen, Leah, Chris, Andrew, Michael, Malcolm, Anonymous, Tobias, we're getting to all of you. Dan in Knoxville, Tennessee, where I know we're blasting out. Tell us what affiliate you're listening to, sir.
We're listening to WNOX 100.3 in Knox, Vegas.
It is a giant blowtorch. We're glad to be on there. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, first off, I just wanted to thank you, first-time caller. Just want to thank you for your service to the country, formerly known as America under a constitutional republic.
Yes, sir.
Now under globalist rule. But there's a lot of things I wanted to get to. But first off, I just wanted to let you know the New World Order is not getting anywhere in Tennessee. So There's everybody I talk to around here. I'm trying to wake people up constantly, and you're totally right. The general public is completely dumbed down. And,
people are either totally dumbed down and not awake, or they're awake. But I found, of all the places in the country, Texas and Tennessee, I've got to say, are probably the most awake out there per capita. That's probably because Tennessee founded Texas, so we all know that.
So, yeah, yesterday there's some Boy Scouts selling popcorn at the grocery store, and I just asked one of the moms that was out there with the Boy Scouts. I was like, is that genetically modified corn? And she goes, I don't know what that is. And I was like, look it up. It causes sterilization. And they're like, okay, we'll look it up. And I was like, please, really, look it up.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, I don't just talk on the radio. I warn people everywhere. I saw this woman who was a nurse with her kid at Walgreens where they got all the signs for the flu shot. And I just had to say something to him. I said, please go look up the Canadian government study and others that when you take the flu shot, it doubles your chances of getting the flu that year and the next. And I said, look up flu shots, Alzheimer's. And she said, okay, I will. But most nurses I talk to already know it. They're just like, what do we do? They say we're fired if we don't take it. Well, sue them. Start saying no. I mean, America had more freedom than any other country because we stood up and demanded it. You don't get freedom lying down to, quote, authority, especially when that authority is absolutely tyrannical.
These vaccines and all this aluminum that we're getting from multiple sources is increasing the Alzheimer's, not to mention the autism. But listen, like, the writing is on the wall, and just to all your listeners, only an idiot wouldn't prepare for this. It's got to be...
Why do you think they're gearing up for, I mean, now they admit they're gearing up for what they call civil emergency or martial law. What do you think's going on?
Well, my personal opinion is that there's no question it's definitely going to be a declared national emergency and martial law because of one of three things. A false flag, number one, a war, number two, or a monetary collapse, number three. And it's one of those things, just like with the QE unlimited, we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. So it's just a matter of, you look at Iceland, they had a peaceful revolution and their economy is rebounding.
They're the only country to throw the bankers out. The bankers 3 years ago said, and I appreciate your call, for those that don't know, you can look it up. So we had members of their parliament on. There's only 400,000 people in the whole country, but very smart, you know, hardworking people. And they said, you owe, was it $10 billion? And it was like something like 300 and something thousand per person. You can look this up. And they said no. They protested for over a year. They just stopped. They just shut society down in Reykjavik, their capital. And then when they threw out the ministers and arrested the other ministers, they found out 93% of all the debt was not theirs. It was foreign banks. They'd signed them on to the banker's debt. Same thing in Europe. Same thing here. The Federal Reserve creates the debt, it's private, and then it signs us onto it and tells us our $15 trillion debt is the whole debt of $1.5 quadrillion. 99% of the debt is theirs. It's not ours. All right, let's just stop right there for just a moment. I want to keep going to your calls a little bit quicker here, but while we're talking, the crew is pulling up articles. They pulled up ABC News, ABC with a major Canadian government study. There's two of them in Canada alone that the flu shot gives you the flu. Put that back on screen. That was great. That Mercola article, because halfway down, it shows the ABC link. Move down. There it is. New study confirms flu vaccine really does increase your risk of serious pandemic and flu illness. Folks, it just came out that the major vaccine makers are putting it in the vaccines to cause the epidemics of MMR, you name it. That's in mainstream news. This is not my opinion. It's over the top, folks. Let's go ahead and cram in another here. Abe in Middle Tennessee, another call from Tennessee. How are you listening, Abe?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good. How are you listening?
I'm listening pretty good. That last dude... Dan, I guess his name was, from Knoxville.
Yes, sir.
I'm listening off the same radio station as him. And for you to know, up here in Tennessee, we're not having this stuff, period. And the point being is that I live in a small town, about 90 miles away from Knoxville. But I live in a town full of, I guess you would say, old country men and women and stuff, and they're not going to give up nothing.
Well, that's why they're listed by Homeland Security, rural, conservative, libertarian, and veterans as the number one enemy of the globalist.
Well, that's another point I was going to bring up to you real quick. that it kind of freaked me out because I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and all of a sudden I saw in the newspaper in my town I live in, we got a mobile FEMA trailer in my county, which is like maybe 14,000 people in this. That's a pretty big county. There's a lot more cows than there are people. And it kind of struck me, like, why would they bring that up here? And there's a National Guard armory, too, right down the street from where I live at. Okay, so we know what you've been talking about. Saying,
oh, yeah, just this week they had mass inoculation drills nationwide where they got thousands of participants to take real shots at the events. And, again, it's medical tyranny. They can use a bio attack or just a hyped-up epidemic as the pretext to bring in more control, and then the emergency never ends. Just like after 9/11, we never got our liberties back. Thank you for listening on WNOX out there. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. Thank you for joining us here on the Sunday transmission. By the way, when I get into vaccines later, I've got the CDC's own 20-page handout on side effects and deaths. And then I'm going to read mainstream news telling you there are no side effects from vaccines. I mean, it's just all a big hoax, and I'm tired of it. So that is coming up, and I'm going to tell you where to get this at the CDC website. If you're a radio listener, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it all right there, because it's flu season, and they are hyping these shots that, well, give you the flu in most cases. Everybody I know is figuring this out, though, because they're like, yeah, I never have the flu. I took it and almost killed me. Yeah. Just incredible. So that is all coming up. Right now, let's go to Tobias in Copenhagen, Denmark. Then we'll go to Karen and others. Tobias, calling us from Denmark. Welcome.
Alex!
Yes.
I have three issues. You turned me into a pro-life. I used to be for abortion. I'm not anymore. I want to thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And I have just seen that my local trains, they've begun to write the UN all over it and the insignia and how they're helping the world all over the place, while they're not, as I can see from the report you're coming with.
I have a cyber news service report, and I went and looked it up. It's even in mainstream news. They're now setting up these FEMA Corps high schoolers that are going to patrol the streets telling people and writing mock tickets and calling police for environmental infractions and wasting energy. They're going to be called energy patrols. Mao Zedong would be proud.
It's insane, and also the World Health Organization and their vaccines all over the world. It's insane. And also one more thing, I have an idea for the army, not any kind of dangerous stuff, but try to circumvent the general elections and hold their own election and show the public which candidate they would support.
By the way, I think it was AP guys try to pull it up earlier in the week and never covered it because I had so much on my plate. 99%. Just type in 99% of military ballots not delivered. They are just, for the first time ever, they're just not giving the military the ballots. They're just not sending them out because they know the military is absolutely against the Obama nation. And again, even if you don't like the other guy, the point is the veterans, well, the active duty, don't they have a right to vote as well? Not according to Obama and his people.
Yes. And are you receiving me?
Yeah, yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just adding points. What else is on your mind there from Denmark?
Taxes. We have around a minimum of 40% tax rate and a 25% VAT rate and a lot of other kinds of taxes. So I think we should reduce all those. And one more thing, David Icke, I am looking forward to hear his presentation on the 27th of October. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about the New World Order and everything that is on his mind.
Well, you have the former Czech Republic president just exposing, and he's come out and said, this is an authoritarian takeover. I could have never imagined when I was fighting the Soviets 20 years ago that we would be taken over by the EU tyranny. In fact, he just came out a few weeks ago and said that. Just incredible. Anything else, sir?
No, I just want to wish you well, and I hope you save your republic and spread 1776 all over the world.
Well, God bless you, sir, and say hi to everybody over there in Denmark. My wife lived there for a couple of years. Her dad was a diplomat, and she said it was the most beautiful place she ever lived in. I've never been there. I'd like to go there someday. Let's go ahead and jam in more calls. Karen in Arizona, formerly Arizona, FEMA Region 9. Welcome from FEMA Region 9 in occupied United States.
Thank you, Alex. I got a couple of things to mention. First of all, I think it's going to be a combination of all. Second of all, that the people in people are getting educated on the genetic modified organism right now, because I went to my local health food store and they're selling Seeds of Deception. Also, I went to that sustainability conference on the August 17th. Sorry to say, I didn't see one picketer or protester there.
Yeah, for those that don't know, the UN said this 3.5 years ago at Copenhagen at that big meeting. They said, we can't get Congress to let the U.S. be taken over fully by the UN. We're going to come in with federal bureaucratic money and buy off the cities and counties. Every town around Austin and where I live in Austin is officially the world model of UN governance. And I am under UN government in Austin. Only county in Texas where we have to pay for the abortions with taxpayer money at the county level. I mean, it is incredible. And, of course, you were first mentioning for people when you called in, because, again, you were kind of communicating like we're just talking privately. Why don't you flesh out exactly what you were talking about?
Okay, I ran ahead. They had a sustainability conference, or they called it a retreat, at the Prescott Resort in Prescott, Arizona. So I was hoping to get a lot of people there that would line up on 69, because that would have been perfect. I went ahead, and after work, I went to hear Amanda Reeves talk about how she's getting her law degree in environmentalism and how she, you know, she gave her spill. So after that, I talked to her and educated her who really...
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to investigate most of these people because they've gone and gotten degrees to be our minders, to be our bosses, to be the environmental police. And it's not environmentalism, it's communism. I appreciate your call. Great points on that front. And I'm glad the lady actually commented on my question to listeners. The big gear up for martial law, is it going to be economic, a war, a bio attack? At the heart of this is preparations for bio attacks. But then we know the globalists are the ones that launched an anthrax attack against their own government. You know, that later came out, U.S. government strain. Let's talk to Leah in Austin, Texas. How are you listening to us?
Oh, of course, on KLBJ.
590 a.m. Well, welcome.
Thank you. Alex, long time, maybe almost a decade listener, but first-time caller.
Welcome.
And thank you. And thank you for all you do. You certainly woke us up. But I just wanted to let you know that, you know, with the holidays coming up, I just wanted to let people know, last December, we rented a car, Hertz, you know, basic standard rent a car, to go up to a very important family wedding after many deaths in the family. So this was our big time for fun. And we got to outside of St. Louis. We were in Missouri. And we got stopped for speeding. Apparently, it went from 70 to 60. We didn't notice. The guy was real nice. He said, you know, you have no tickets, you have no priors, you have nothing. I'm going to write a warning for you. And let me say this. My husband is 62. I'm 55. So, you know, okay, great. So he goes back to get this ticket, this warning. And the cop comes up a little while later and says, I'd like to talk to you about some stuff. I said, okay, what can I help you with? Well...
Stay there. Let me guess. They have a political database, totally illegal. That's what the Soviet Union had. And he wanted to ask you about that. And they fill out these reports. Guys, print me the Senate report from this week about innocent Americans put on terror list. I don't know what your point is, man, but we're going to get to it right after this break. But I'm guessing that's what it is. We'll be right back.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Leah called from Austin, Texas. They were up in St. Louis, Missouri, to go to an evil wedding, probably even Christian. That's even worse. You know, Homeland Security says that's a number one terror group right there that they're after returning veterans. They say anybody who believes in the second coming of Christ is in a cult. That was Janet Reno said that on 60 Minutes. And so I agree. I mean, I'm evil. I'm just period. I like the founding fathers. I like the founders of Texas. I like freedom. I like being honorable. I like being informed. I'm bad. But, ma'am, I was speculating on what happened to you because I happened to have the Associated Press years after we wrote on this ad nauseum. Intelligence effort named citizens, not terrorists, millions of them. for no reason. They want to put us all in databases, so it makes them feel like we're criminal and the narcotics trafficking government's the good guys. And here's Wired Magazine. We reported on it. U.S. Army characterizes people frustrated with mainstream ideologies as terrorists and people who believe in conspiracies. And the cops, a lot of them now, they have these intelligence database they pull up full of a bunch of gossip, lies, you name it. But also, it actually demonizes people, Ron Paul stickers, you name it, get us out of the UN stickers. But I'm speculating. I don't know. The listeners don't know. So you're speeding in a speed trap. I love those where it says 60 and then it's 40. And then, it's so hard to catch them. And it's designed that way, not to get real dangerous speeders, but to get, you know, some revenue. But that's how that works. I love how they'll get on the bottom of a big hill, too, where it's 65 and you forget you're going 70 and they get you. But it's all about revenue generation. But continuing, what happened to you? He calls your husband back. Start over.
Well, he called my husband back because we've got no tickets, no nothing.
No, you're evil.
Yeah, so we're just going to write you a warning ticket, and it's only going to take 20 minutes. But 15 or 20 minutes later, he came up, and he wanted to ask me some questions, and I said, sure, what? Well, where are you going? Where did you spend last night? This is a rent car. All kinds of questions, and I was happy to answer them. And then he said, well, you rented the car in Austin, but you spent the first night in Fort Worth. That's not very far from Austin. Why would you do a thing like that? So he got me mad, and I said, we would do a thing like that because my cousin and I are the only ones left in our family.
How about it's none of your damn business and the government runs Al-Qaeda? Have you seen the news? They've got them blowing churches up over there. You use this to take our liberties in a power grab. The CIA created Al-Qaeda, and the government ships the narcotics in publicly. 1996 congressional hearings, and the government runs the Sinaloa cartel and ships guns into Mexico. I am so sick of that. When a cop asks me if I got drugs in my car. What, did you put them there? This country's gone, folks, if we don't wake up to how much trouble we're in. We've been overrun by tyrants. The former president of Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic's come out and said that. We're under tyranny. Anybody who's read a history book knows it, and now they want to shut down our... Ma'am, I'm sorry. Okay, finish the story. Go ahead.
That's okay, Alex. You're the one who woke us up, so you won't believe what happened after that. Anyway, I was mad, and I said, because everybody's dead, and we spend our Christmases together, but since we're going to be in Illinois for a family Christmas, we spent the night with him to celebrate Christmas early.
Well, you don't celebrate Christmas in America, lady. What, do you want to sell lemonade? What, do you want to be Amish? That's the enemy. I'm sorry. What else happened?
Well, I would be the one to say, hey, go ahead and search through. Well, anyway, what he said was, after asking me all these questions, he said, your husband doesn't want us to search your car.
Said, well, how about we search your car? How about we search his car? How about we make him guilty? And instead of having some TSA perv do stuff at the airport to teach us we're guilty, we're bad, they're God. It's all about dominating us. So finish the story. How did this end?
Okay. Well, so the guy said he doesn't want us to search the car. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, my husband is a constitutionalist. He still believes in the Constitution. This is a...
Oh, that was a red flag. That's listed as terrorism, and I'm not joking.
Well, I would have been the one to say, go ahead and search the car. But my husband is strictly...
No. They have to do that to get to plant stuff on you. They have to say you let them. Or if they don't have you say let them, planting it doesn't send you the pen. Go ahead.
Well, the first cop said, okay, since you won't let us search your car, we're going to bring a dog. He's going to sniff around. And
a big fat dog that gets fed cookies whenever he alerts. He would alert on
a
fire hydrant.
This was a neurotic dog, Alex. If you saw this dog and you had...
No, I understand. That's who they used. So, what ended up happening?
Okay. What ended up happening was that he calls for 30 minutes and couldn't get a dog, so he let us go. 20 minutes later, we are in Illinois. We are about to make our exit, and my husband says, oh, God, there's somebody in the fast lane going like 40 miles an hour. He has got traffic backed up forever. Of course, this is Christmas shopping time and all
okay,
that.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, he pulled in behind us, and he was Illinois State Trooper. So then he came and he asked us, what's the name of the person who is taking care of your dog? And what is the name of, where are you going?
Yeah, you've been putting an intelligence database that they spend $2 billion a year on. teaching us to live in Soviet Union and answer questions. And they look, you turn on the dramas. It's all where they torture people and they're all secret agents and it's so cool to be evil and all the patriots are going to blow stuff up. And these cops watch this all day and go out and simulate it in a delusion, running around all paranoid while their bosses are narcotics trafficking murderers who ship the drugs in and run white slaves worldwide. Congressional testimony. And so it's all so again, it's about putting you in a database and then simulating roundups once it all starts with you. This is all just a simulation program. But anyways, finish, because I got to get to the other news and calls. How did this end?
Okay, yeah, this ended by him saying, we're going to search your car. No, okay, we're going to bring in a cop. We're going to bring in a dog. So they brought in the dog. They had three state troopers. The dog signaled. The dog barked, so they said, hey, you're going to have to get out of the car, go back to one of our troopers'
okay,
cars.
Okay, so how did this end, American scum?
3.5 hours by the side of the road going through everything. He tried to put me in the back of this state trooper's car, which has got wire in the back, so I would be in a cage about 2 feet by 4 feet.
And these guys watch shows fantasizing about torturing people all day.
No,
every cop show I turn on now, it's about torture and secret police. You got mentally ill, low IQ people just fantasizing about pulling our teeth out with pliers. Go ahead.
I know, Alex, you got to stop watching that stuff, man.
No, I don't. I monitor enemy transmissions that are government paid for on record. But my mom was even telling me when she goes to the gym, every time there's a cop show on, it's like, I want to torture him. I thought I get to. They're rolling it out with the sheeple. So you got to tell me, ma'am, how did it end?
Okay, all right. So the one of the cops said, first of all, he tried to shut me in the back, and I stuck my foot down as he was shutting the door, and I said, don't you dare shut that door on me.
Oh, whatever. We're all prisoners anyways.
Wrong.
So how did it end?
They said that our stories were all over the place. And I said, my husband is a retired teacher who doesn't even lie if I say, does this dress make me look bad?
They don't care. They don't care. It's about training you to be a slave. Do you understand that? The schools are about training our children to be slaves. It's a criminal government. They lie and say you got to take Gardasil shots, and it's the law. And they killed people with them. I mean, they say in the newspaper, I've got it right here, that there's no side effects from vaccines. There's hundreds. I have the CDC's own printout. This is a criminal government. Just because a cop isn't a criminal himself, that's just because, you know, he might have had some good parents. On average, they're criminals even if they don't think they're criminals because they're stomping on the Bill of Rights and Constitution at every level. So how did it end? How did it end? How dare you try to drive somewhere? Should have been an illegal alien. You would have been God.
Right. Ask me every kind of question. He said
we got 30 seconds.
All over the place.
We got 30 seconds. How did it end?
Okay. It ended with my husband watching them go through everything, and they found nothing. And my husband said, how would you like me to come to your house and go through your wife's negligees, and take everything out of her drawers? How would you like that? Don't you think about it?
And what did they say to you? What did they say to you?
I was in another squad car.
So how did it end? How did it end? How did it end? How did it end?
I said, Merry Christmas. Going away.
Hey, those cops, take your vaccines, drink your fluoride, you're going to be burying your kids. I wish you weren't going to kill them. Have your abortions, eat your GMO, believe in the system. Because America is going to burn because of you. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy who you've signed on with. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, I do.
Well, so does he.
Live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
As hard as I try to not get into cops every show, because I know a lot of police are good men and women, despite the evil that runs this government. It's a lot bigger than Obama. We get back into them because it's going to be the police and the bureaucrats are where the rubber meets the road. You're the ones, when they start this civil war, that are going to be dealing with the American people. And I'm here trying to wake you up. And let me tell you something. I've seen police corruption firsthand. I know what's going on. I've dealt with it. I've seen it. And look at this Associated Press article. Millions of Americans put on terror databases for no reason under orders, the Senate report. Intelligence effort named Citizens Not Terrorists didn't catch one terrorist. Because they can't catch terrorists. They work for the banks. Let me explain this. Foreign banks have conquered us. They run and have federalized the police, by and large, and they are training them to be evil. Okay? It's that simple. It's easy to understand. When the Nazis took over France, they took over the police. So you can say, well, Gaston's a nice guy down the street, but you know what? He takes the orders of the Third Reich now. So some counties and states are saying no to this, and that's good. But, I mean, let's get this out in the open here. We're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. Man, I
I've got hundreds of mainline reports about the different cancer viruses they put in the vaccines. Don't believe me? Just type cancer virus found in vaccines. SV40 into a search engine. Look at these articles, and I'm going back to your calls. Look at this, okay? I already talked about this earlier. I'll talk about it more tomorrow because it's flu season. This is the Providence Journal. Rhode Island becomes first state to mandate flu shots for healthcare workers. Within this is the lie that there is no law. It's just a, quote, mandate where they try to force you and call it state policy, just like they did in Texas with Gardasil. There was no law, but they got on the news 5 years ago and said it's the law to take this, an experimental shot that killed people. Look at this Longview Journal. News-journal.com. Take your medicine. Listen to the condescension. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. That argument that you're going to hurt others if you haven't had it. Hey, if you've had the flu shot, I thought you're protected. Why do I need to take it? You see, I'm informed. I read the insert, and it says, quote, there is absolutely no harm from getting vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled by wild rumors. Look at this. And by the way, I bet money that this was paid content that they put as editorial, because it doesn't say who wrote it. They always do that. A lot of these are paid articles in newspapers. I don't know that about this one, but I mean, you'll see this in your paper. Similar stuff. Don't listen to wild rumors. Oh, really? Let's go over the wild rumors. Right here, CDC, possible side effects from vaccines. And it goes over all of it, 20 pages of it. You want to go read this? Death, pneumonia, inflammation of the intestines, epilepsy, neurological disorders. I mean, go read it. Go read it. Death. I mean, that's a wild rumor. CDC. I remember 10 years ago, they'd say it's a rumor that there's mercury in the shots. I mean, folks, they sit there and go to your public school, your government training camp. They'll say, there's no waiver for the shot when it's in their drawer. And it's not even a law for the waiver. They just are supposed to tell you it's a law. Here's another one. New York City schools dispensing morning after pills to girls without parental consent. Associated Press. Big pharma, criminally no longer a conspiracy theory. Bribery, fraud, price fixing, and now a matter of public record. Naturalnews.com breaks down dozens of mainstream articles admitting GlaxoSmithKline, others in bribery, fraud, Merck knowing their vaccines were hurting people. It's all there. It's unbelievable. Here's this. Paralysis cases spike in wake of Bill and Melinda Gates' polio vaccination effort. 67,000 children got paralyzed in India after being given it. Unbelievable. Here's ABC News from Mercola. India's polio eradication, 47,500. That's before the number went up to 67,000. ABC News goes over this. Vaccine made individuals more sick, worsened H1N1 symptoms. ABC News. Uncovered FDA documents rule 26 more Gardasil deaths. It's in the hundreds. Polio immunization, over 67,000 kids. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable! Don't believe the wild rumors. Oh, look, flu jab linked to fits in under 5-year-olds banned in England. Don't give shots to kids under 5. Japan banned it 15 years ago. Tenfold increase in epileptic seizures. London Telegraph, BBC. I'm putting it on the stinking screen. Stop being ignorant. Stop letting them lie to you. It's come out in the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times in the federal court. They ruled national security on narcotics being brought in under Fast and Furious. Of course they bring narcotics in. You got a national security state that can do whatever it wants. There's Senate hearings on them kidnapping little kids for snuff films, for God's sakes. I'm risking my life to warn you about this. This is not a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. We have been totally overrun by evil, and the American people see a uniform or a government bureaucrat, and they literally fall down and worship it. That is not the creed of a free people. That is the creed of slaves. And I've written my line in the sand, folks, and everybody that knows we're going in the wrong direction better step across it with me. Everybody else who wants to sit there and go along with this, then that's your decision. But there's no more half measures in any of this. Anonymous, real fast from Arkansas. You're on the air. We're going to go to Andrew, Joe, and Malcolm, at least those callers. Go. Malcolm's calling from Roswell, Georgia, where they killed a guy who had 20 chickens for decades legally. They sent the Army in to kill him there. Oh, yeah, they use the Army now to take out veterans. Oh, go ahead, Anonymous, from Marshall, Arkansas. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for letting me voice this. I'm a big listener, not just to you, but to many different facts. information. I find you rarely ever wrong, even in your hypothesis to be wrong. Let me tell you what happened to me. I've been up here trying to educate people on everything from jury nullification to all these other things that are going on. They came to my house on a trumped-up misdemeanor charge in the middle of the night, cut my locks on my gates, came in and illegally searched me and seized me, arrested me on 5 felonies, kept me in jail 6 days on a $125,000 bail. And I'm positive this is because I've been basically the little boy in the emperor's new clothes pointing out that the emperor...
It doesn't matter. Take that persecution and go to the next level. Intensify your efforts 100 times.
Absolutely, and that's what's going on. And, you know, if there is a silver lining out of this that's happened to me, it has finally convinced and woken up my family. We are business owners, and we are in the process of selling our businesses, liquidating our assets, and we're leaving this country because I really don't believe there's going to be an awakening. If there is, I will come back and be a witness against these people and see that they get a fair trial.
No, I hear you, but here's the problem, and I'm not blaming you for leaving. It's a new world order. It's a global government. This is a worldwide corporate anti-human dictatorship, anti-God, anti-family. I mean, the White House science czar has written 4 books, Eco-Science. Read the passages online about putting stuff in our food and water to reduce IQ and sterilize us. They've been doing it. They're killing us. I mean, there's more declassifications of the chemtrailing. They're spraying aluminum on us. I mean, that's what's so sad about even the dumb enforcers of this. They're victims. They're being murdered, too. It's so sad. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry that happened to you. There are a lot of good areas of the country still. There are still areas where it's not pure evil. But this worship of government is what is empowering it. The TSA, that is all there to break your will and train you to have people grab your wife and kids and take them away from you. It's all part of the clergy response team that they have the preachers preparing. Churches nationwide are removing their crosses. I've got a report coming up this week. I mean, they get federal money. They remove the cross and don't say the name Jesus. Presbyterian, Methodist, you name it. I mean, this country, folks, it's a takeover, man. Let's jam in a few more here. Let's talk to Andrew in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, hi. I want to let you know that I've been listening to you for 8 months, and I got a major announcement. I'm happy to let you know, and I want to congratulate you on letting you know that you have brainwashed me into wanting to run for Congress to put an end to tyranny and bring the fear to 76 back into this nation.
Well, awesome, sir. Send us an email with the info. Tell us where you're running in Pennsylvania.
Well, my plan is to run for the State House Representatives.
Will you do it? Send us an email. We'll plug your site. I got to go quick because I want to go to Malcolm in Roswell, Georgia, where our reporters were 4 months ago, where they killed the old guy with no criminal record for his chickens, and the word is they sent the army in. Go ahead, Malcolm. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, they did kill that guy. My mom actually knew him. She's a public defender, so it's kind of crazy. The Roswell Police Department is absolutely nuts, man. I mean,
yeah, they fortified the city council after our reporters came up there. What is it, $1 million fortification?
Yeah, it's a huge city hall. If I had known your guys were there, I would have come out and said hello. But
they had to fortify it now because our reporters came once. And then we've looked at the records. None of the police were involved. And, well, you know the new system. They send in the army. Because this country's so gone, man. God bless you. I appreciate it. We're out of time to the other callers. Lord willing, I'll be back 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern tomorrow. Infowars.com. Our republic is burning to the ground. We better save it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.